And if you produce more than you actually are allowed to produce, what happens?
If the country nationally goes over quota, we've been fined, there's a levy put on it, and the levy is more than you would actually get per litre for the milk. So although the dairies have had the milk, they've processed it, they've sold it, they have the money, but the farmer gets penalised quite heavily. It's only happened, I think. Well, obviously, we try to match production to quota, but we personally have only been hit once, I think, since quotas came in. This year, there's no sign that quota's going to be exceeded. You know, we've been told basically we can produce what milk we want. But it's not something you can suddenly turn on and off, you know. I mean, if the cows aren't there, you can't suddenly, you know, it wouldn't pay to suddenly go out and buy a lot of cows to milk just to produce for, you know, to fill your quota sort of thing, because next year they probably wouldn't want it again. So you basically go along quietly as you can. If you are going to expand, then you've got to basically have the quota to match your expansion.
And I know you buy quota in, don't you, if you want to expand?
Yes.
Is, you know, how does that, is that expensive or reasonable? Or what's the current situation today with it?
The current situation is it's quite cheap at the moment because we're in a situation where nationally the country's under quota. And also, there are signs that the quota regime is coming to an end, so quota would lose its value. This is a political decision, you know, and it has to be taken into account as to what is going to happen in the future with quotas, I think. Currently, I think quota can be purchased for about 18 pence, I think, per litre. But you can also lease it in for a 12-month. Which obviously is cheaper, but at the end of the year, again, you lose that quota, you know. So a lot of people have leased in quota yearly to cover their production. But then you basically, if, say, for instance, you were getting 18 pence for a litre of milk, then you would pay 6 pence per litre to lease it. So you're, in fact, got to produce that milk for 12 pence to, you know, and you've got to show a profit on it.
I mean, do you think there has been a decline here on your farm of wildlife over the years?
I don't think so, really. I suppose we've got quite a traditional sort of farm. We've got the orchards, which encourages birds. We see far more deer now. I never saw deer when I was young. We've got lots of deer on the farm now that come and go. There's the badgers, foxes.
Owls.
Buzzards are circulating from Lodge Hill Wood up there, you know, which you never saw when I was young. I think one thing that has perhaps changed, my own personal view from the small birds, are that you see far more seagulls now, which I suspect attack, you know, ground nesting birds, their eggs. Rooks, these kinds of things that were controlled traditionally by farmers and farm workers aren't anymore. So you get all those sorts of scavenging kinds of birds that I think take a lot of these smaller birds' eggs. We get tremendous flocks of starlings. They love the maize. They're a nuisance.